The 2021 elections are far from over, but politicos in Albany have already turned their attention to next year's political calendar, namely the race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, which is seen as the stepping stone to the executive mansion in New York. For insight into next year's potential primary and more, we're joined once again by the Siena College Research Institute's Steve Greenberg, who has the results of a survey conducted from October 10th to the 14th. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Great to be with you, David.
So the first possibility you considered is a very crowded Democratic primary with Governor Kathy Hochul, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, soon-to-be former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York City Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, and Attorney General Letitia James. Who comes out on top in that scenario among registered Democrats?
Well, among registered Democrats, 8 months away from a primary, right now the incumbent governor, Kathy Hochul, has the lead. 31% of Democrats say they would support Hochul in such a matchup. Cuomo finishes in second place with 17%. The Attorney General, Tish James, 14%. Jumaane Williams, 7%. And the outgoing mayor, Bill de Blasio, finishes in the rear with 6%. And a quarter of Democrats still unsure, not surprisingly.
Yeah, and for context, that would mean that the unsure candidate ends up coming in second in this race.
Well, there is no unsure on the ballot.
Touche.
Touche. But we should point out, look, in a crowded field, I don't think 31% is enough to win a primary. But were there to be four or five candidates in that primary, we have to remember, you don't need 50% to win, and there is no runoff. So if there were, let's say, four candidates who all got between 20 and 30% of the vote, you could win with 30%. You certainly could win in a four-way primary with 40%.
Yeah, I believe in 2018, when Tish James won the Democratic nomination for Attorney General, she won that with about 40%, and I think there were four candidates in that race. Does any sort of clear constituency present itself for Kathy Hochul? What does her winning constituency look like?
Well, right now, she leads among all the major demographic groups with one major exception, and that is Black voters. If we look at that five-way race, for example, in that race, Black Democrats say 21% say they're with James, 20% are with Cuomo, 14% are with Hochul. But in the second iteration of a hypothetical primary, we did the same candidate less the former governor. So four candidates. In that one overall, Hochul widens her lead over James to 19 points. So Hochul has 39% to James's 20. De Blasio gets 10, Williams 8. And when we look at that group with Cuomo out, James extends her lead among Black Democrats. She gets the support of 35%, Hochul in second with 20, and then de Blasio 17, Williams 14. So the one constituency that's clear in the James category at the moment are Black Democrats. But when we look at it geographically, it's tight in the city, but Hochul blows out James in the downstate suburbs and in upstate. Hochul leads among self-described liberal Democrats, and she leads among self-described moderate Democrats. She's leading with Latinos, she's leading with men, and with women. So right now, again, long way away, Attorney General James hasn't announced whether, in fact, she's running or not for governor. At the moment, we have one declared candidate. So a lot is going to change, because remember, a third of voters don't know enough about Kathy Hochul right now to even have an opinion about her. 40%, two out of every five voters in the state, don't know enough about Letitia James to have an opinion about her. When we look at just Democrats, while Hochul has a significant lead right now in these hypothetical matchups, if we look about how Democrats feel about the two leading contenders, among Democrats, Hochul has a 58 to 12% favorability rating. Very strong. Tish James is 54 to 12, virtually identical. So Democrats heading into this primary, whatever it's going to look like, right now, like Tish James, like Kathy Hochul. But it's worth pointing out, in both cases, a third or more of Democrats don't know enough about Hochul or James to have an opinion about them. So there's still a lot of educating of voters. Look, Hochul has been governor now for less than 2 months. Voters are still learning about her, learning about her style as governor, her issues as governor. And once there's declared candidates, campaigns start, campaigns are about educating voters. They're going to learn a lot, the good, the bad, the ugly, about Kathy Hochul, about any of the other primary opponents who decide to get into the race.
As a political reporter, I am rooting aggressively for Andrew Cuomo to run in a Democratic primary, run as an independent, be involved in any way, shape, or form. But I don't know how realistic it is that he will end up being a candidate of any kind for governor or anything in the future. What made you guys decide to include him in one of your different scenarios?
Well, there were basically 18 million reasons we decided to include him, and that is that he has $18 million in his campaign war chest. That's a significant amount of money in any election. In this case, in the gubernatorial election this year, you know, look, all the candidates are starting with very little money. None of them have multi-millions, at least as of July. We'll see the next filing in January. But $18 million is a lot of money, and the governor, the former governor, has not exactly gone quietly into the night. He has certainly talked a lot since he's left office about how he feels he's been pushed out of office. And so we did it in one scenario, left him out in two other scenarios. But look, how do voters feel about Andrew Cuomo right now? Not great. 33% of all voters have a favorable view of him. 60% have an unfavorable view. He hit his all-time low favorability last month and surpassed it this month, now his all-time worst favorability rating. Even among Democrats alone, Cuomo is only 49% favorable, 43% unfavorable. So a plurality, but a weak plurality of Democrats view Cuomo favorably. And when we ask, should he resign or should he have stayed in office, two-thirds of all voters say he should have resigned, and 57% of Democrats say he should have resigned. Only 35% of Dems say he should have stayed in office. So there's clearly a minority group of Democrats who still have a favorable view of the former governor, wish he was still governor. One out of every six Democrats told CNN this last week that they would plan on voting for Andrew Cuomo if he were on the ballot right now. So he's got a small cadre, but that's all it is.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the latest poll results from the Siena College Research Institute, and our guest is Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. When I think about the field moving forward, there are obviously a lot of names that we're talking about right now, and a lot of them you polled, but the political realities are that certain candidates will likely occupy certain lanes, and therefore they'll probably recognize, unless they're completely politically tone deaf, and I'm looking at you, Mayor Bill de Blasio, that they don't have a chance to win a Democratic nomination and will probably get out of the race. And I think of Jumaane Williams, the public advocate, who's got an exploratory committee right now and would likely not run if Attorney General Tish James gets in the race. She's more of a powerhouse in the same sort of lane that he occupies. With that being said, there's also theoretically some rumblings about Long Island Democrats, whether it's Tom Suozzi, a member of Congress, or Steve Ballone, a Suffolk County executive, about them potentially running for governor, or running for the Democratic primary nomination. Based on the results that you've seen here, do you think there's any sort of lane that those aspiring Long Island Democrats could potentially fill, with the caveat that we are 8 months away in a very evolving situation?
Look, you know, you never say never, and there are certainly scenarios where a strong Long Island candidate, because a good percentage of the Democratic primary vote comes from the downstate suburbs, So is it possible that a downstate suburban Democrat could catch fire? Depends on who the other candidates in the race are. Depends what the hot-button issues are for Democrats as we head into April, May, and June, and get closer to the primary. I don't think it's likely that somebody like Congressman Suozzi or County Executive Ballone would jump to the head of the pack if they got in. I don't even necessarily see an avenue at the moment for them to jump to the head of the pack or toward the front of the pack. But that said, there are just so many different scenarios that are going to play itself out over the next few months that anything can happen. Let's go back to the summer of 2015 when Donald Trump declared his candidacy for president, and the wide-ranging view of talking heads of both parties was he ain't going to be the presidential candidate for the Republicans. Anything can happen. And I think what you see is eager politicians who see a quasi-open seat. Yes, Kathy Hochul is the governor, but she's never been elected to that office.
Right.
And those things don't happen very often. So I think you're going to see a lot of people having a lot of conversations with donors and political operatives over the next few weeks and months. But I would say, you know, they don't have a long time because, again, the convention is 4 months away. The election is 8 months away.
As we get closer to primary day, Santa is going to switch over to polls that utilize a likely voter model, voters who will potentially participate in the primary, and that's going to shift the pool that you're looking at as opposed to the registered Democratic voters that you looked at for the horse race questions you asked about in this poll. How do you think that will change the makeup of the electorate that we're talking about from now until then, and who stands to potentially benefit from any sort of shifts that might occur?
The shift in polling as we get closer to elections is something that Sienna and I think all the major pollsters do, because 8 months out, we don't know who's likely to vote in June. As I said, we don't even know who the candidates are.
Right.
But as you get closer to an election, we know that the turnout is not going to be great, unfortunately. Don't hold me to this. I got to do a little bit of research, but it was somewhere around a quarter of Democrats voted in the last two gubernatorial primaries. When Andrew Cuomo faced Cynthia Nixon and prior to that Zephyr Teachout in 2018 and 2014, with a competitive gubernatorial primary with maybe multiple candidates, will that increase turnout? I hope it does. But that's why when it gets closer to Election Day and you want to do a poll to see where Democrats are at, it's not to see where all Democrats are at. It's to see where those Democrats who are likely to vote in the primary are at. Just as when we get closer to the general election next November, sometime next summer or certainly by early fall, we'll switch our modeling on general election polls from registered voters to likely general election voters.
And finally, we had New York State Democratic Party Chair Jay Jacobs on the show recently, and he argued with us and elsewhere that Governor Hochul, who he has endorsed, is doing a good job as governor and therefore deserves to be rehired. What do Democrats that you talk to think about the job she's been doing since taking over for Andrew Cuomo? You know, if they had to go on that same sort of argument about looking at her resume as governor, would they want to rehire her?
Well, you know, right now, Democrats think that Hochul is doing a very good job as governor. Overall, all New York State voters, the report card 2 months in or less than 2 months in is mixed. 43% of New York voters give Hochul a positive job performance rating. 45% give her a negative job performance rating. But among Democrats, it's better than 2-1 positive. 59% of Democrats give her a positive job performance rating. Only 28% give her a negative job performance rating. And when we looked at some of the specific aspects of her job, leading the state through the pandemic, while overall mixed, Democrats 2-1 positive. Handling the state's response to natural disasters, overall mixed, Democrats give her positive grades 52-28. on a couple of other issues like strengthening the economy, cleaning up corruption, addressing issues important to you, with all voters, Hochul is underwater. But with Democrats on those three issues, she's on the positive side, but not by very much. Small pluralities give her positive grades on those three issues.
I really liked that you asked the question about Kathy Hochul addressing issues important to you, because in my cynical nature, I feel like the governor has been doing a lot of actions in the month and a half since when she's been governor to firm up her standing in the Democratic base for this potential primary in June. And I think that question really helps evaluate how she's doing as she makes the rounds around the state in terms of appealing to Democrats. Do you make any sort of grand inferences from that question and what it could potentially mean, or am I reading too much into this and putting too much weight on it as a crystal ball?
I think it's a little early. I mean, I think that's a good question that, you know, we may come back to over the coming months as we continue to poll voters and see where things are at. But I think it's a little early. And I think on all of these questions, what we try to do here is set a baseline.
Right.
How is she doing on these issues 2 months into office? I think, you know, as we get into the new year, voters will have had, you know, Hochul as governor for 4 months, 5 months. I think they'll have a better handle of who she is, how she's doing, how she is doing addressing the issues that they care about. So we'll see. You know, we'll certainly be able to look at a trend line and see, are the way she's handling the job, is that appealing to voters or not? And we'll be able to see it in these kinds of questions.
Well, what you say there about the trend lines and how important they are, as opposed to just a single snapshot, not only are the trends a good way to see how things are going, but I think trend lines are probably more accurate than a single data point, right?
Absolutely. Look, you know, politics is not unlike sports in many ways, but momentum is one of them. And through, you know, the polling once a month as Sienna tries to do throughout most of the year, and we'll certainly, you know, look, we'll figure out a schedule for doing Democratic and Republican primary polling with likely voters as it gets closer. But, you know, the landscape is going to be changing between now and then. We're going to look to talk to registered voters now, likely voters as it gets closer. And as we ask these questions from month to month, we'll see how the political landscape affects all of these candidates and how voters react to that.
Well, we've been speaking with Steve Greenberg. He is with the Siena College Research Institute. Steve, thank you so much for making the time.
My pleasure, David. Talk to you soon.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.